My guest today has been on the program many years, I think starting back around 2005. I don't have the records in front of me. But Jack Guttentag, he's running a website called mortgageprofessor.com. You can either type out mortgageprofessor.com or mtgprofessor.com. He's a professor of finance emeritus, formerly Jacob Safra Professor of International Banking at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. He was chief of the Domestic Research Division of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He's on the senior staff, National Bureau of Economic Research, managing editor of both the Journal of Finance and the Housing Finance Review. He served as a consultant to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Freddie Mac, Citicorp, Dominion Bank Shares, the World Bank, J.P. Morgan Securities, and others. He published the Pocket Mortgage Guide in 2003, the Mortgage Encyclopedia in 2004, Second Division in 2010. Oh, and I have it right here. He was first on the air with me March 9th, 2006. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Jack Guttentag.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be back.
I know we spoke last November, and during the break, you told me that December 9th, 2021, you turned 98 years old.
I will, yes.
And you're still writing. You're still just recently, and you're going to discuss what you recently wrote. We're going to talk about the three-prong retirement plan, including utilizing the equity in your house. And you're going strong at age 98. God bless you. Do you have any particular plans? What does one celebrate on their 98th birthday?
You go out to dinner with one of your sons and a grandson. They're coming up, and we will be together for a couple of days.
Well,
so that's nice.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, obviously, you've lived this long. You're living in a wonderful place in Pennsylvania, and I just learned that you were born in Flatbush, Brooklyn, which would have been 1923. My father was born in Flatbush in 1914, my mom 1924, but you were only there a few years, and you spent your formative years in New Jersey.
Yep.
So now you're retired, of course, and living in Pennsylvania. Well, not fully retired. So talk to me about this three-prong retirement planning, integrating reverse mortgages with financial asset management and deferred annuities.
Well, let me give you a little history about that. When we first talked, my focus of interest was home mortgages, and I developed the website that you cited. A couple of years after that, I drifted into reverse mortgages, which were an interesting sideline at that time. And I created a website for reverse mortgages. That's www.kosherreversemortgages.com. The word kosher I put in there because this is a poorly organized market, and people have great difficulty navigating it. And I'm promoting the idea of offering more simple approaches to making the decision.
And might I add, I suppose, yeah, by calling it kosher, you're saying it's something that's acceptable, it's good, it's valid.
Yes, that's the point.
Right.
But a couple of years after I developed that website, I began to realize, looking at that market, that there was something amiss that was fundamental, and that was that reverse mortgages were being sold as a standalone. Now, reverse mortgages are something that you don't qualify for until you're 62. It's an instrument designed for retirees. And retirees should have a retirement plan, and reverse mortgages should be, if they're appropriate, should be part of a comprehensive plan. And that is what was missing. The standalone approach has a lot of drawbacks, including an unduly large proportion of borrowers who take the maximum amount of cash out of the transaction, and later in their life, they may have difficulty meeting their taxes and insurance payments. So I started with the help of a long-lasting colleague, Alan Redstone, to develop a comprehensive plan which would integrate reverse mortgages with annuities and with financial asset management. Those are the three components of a retirement plan. Not everyone has all three, but that the three is what's out there and what people should be concerned about.
Okay, let me stop you one second. My guest is Professor Jack Guttentag. You can find him at mortgageprofessor.com or mtgprofessor.com. And I think from there, you can find the link to kosherreversemortgages.com. So I wanted to just repeat what you said. The three, instead of a standalone reverse mortgage, you said, if appropriate, could be and should be a component. And then you mentioned the financial asset management and deferred annuities. So obviously,
yes.
It's not.
Let me just interrupt you to make the point that we developed a website, another website, and it does what I just described. It integrates the three components, and that is our RFI retirementplan.com. RFI is the name of the system that we developed. It stands for Retirement Funds Integrator. Retirement Funds Integrator, RFI retirementplan.com. And that was put up only a few weeks ago.
Oh, and this was with your cohort, Alan Redstone?
Alan Redstone is a fantastic analyst, programmer, all things analytical, and he was responsible for all the coding and much else in the construction of this website.
But you're the brains behind it all, right, Jack?
Well, I would. Alan has good brains too. We go over things together and thresh them out. So he's a great resource to work with.
Okay. Well, I wanted to just repeat what you said because it was very important, and how you said that this transition from reverse mortgages, you know, a lot of people look at them. Well, when you said if appropriate should be a component, so. What did you mean by that? Can you expound upon that?
Say that again, Mark. I didn't get it.
So you said that the reverse mortgage, if appropriate, should be a component, which implied to me that not everyone is going to, you know, incorporate and implement the reverse mortgage.
Yeah, well, of course, you have to have a house first. You have to own a house. So that is a requirement. If you don't have a house, then you just use the other two components of a plan, which is your the management of your financial assets and annuities. And we have great tools for integrating those two as well as the three.
Okay, so let me let you keep going as you are describing this the three components and how you think that they're integrated with each other.
Well, without getting into details, it turns out that when you put the components together, they add up to more than the individuals stacked singularly. There are synergies from combining these in the way that works best in any particular situation. But the process is a little complex, which is why it took us so long to develop the tools necessary to actually pull it off. But we have that tool now, we can document that and we do document in various publications that the sum of the components is superior, generates more spendable funds for the retiree than the individual components handled separately.
The old expression, the sum of the parts is greater than the whole.
Yeah. Now, there's another component of this also that figures into the process. The markets for reverse mortgages and annuities are very poorly organized. There's a wide range of prices in both of these markets, meaning that you and I with the same credentials could go out into the market, deal with different providers, and come out with sharply different results. The markets simply don't operate well as competitive markets should, because they are both instruments are very complicated, and the people who are in the market for them, in many cases, are past their intellectual prime. So that was a problem that we had to deal with, and what we did was to develop networks of providers in both markets. There's a network of reverse mortgage lenders that that place their pricing and other information on our website, and there's a third party provider who gives us the same information for annuities. We provide that range in some of the technology that we offer so that users can see what the differences are that they're going to be able to take advantage of when they use this plan.
Now, I have used your network of providers on the reverse mortgages on your website. I'm talking to Jack Guttentag, the mortgage professor. You can find him at themortgageprofessor.com, mtgprofessor.com. We've got this new website just came online, rfiretirementplan.com, rfiretirementplan.com. So I have used your website, network of providers for reverse mortgages, just kind of playing around. I don't need the money, but I was thinking, you know, hey, well, how much could I get a month? I never thought about the lump sum. I was thinking about this monthly payment, and I know it's expensive. And some people, if you have a ton of money and you don't need to pull the money out of your house, and maybe you won't, but you're saying on this website that someone could evaluate and maybe it might be worthwhile.
Oh, yeah. There's multiple ways of using that program. One is to take cash. Another is to take a monthly payment that lasts as long as you live in the house, called a tenure payment. A third is what's called a term payment, where you specify how long you want to receive the payments, like 5 years or 10 years. And then possibly the most valuable but underused option is a credit line that you can draw on as you please, as you need. If you don't need it, it grows over time at the same rate as the interest rate on the mortgage. So it's a potential fallback option that may or may not be required going forward.
And it's tough for you to advise someone which of the four would be best. Obviously, if someone needed the cash immediately, they would take the cash. The tenure you get until you die, the term, if you feel lucky, you could roll the dice and pick 20 years. Or this credit line, do they all cost
right,
around?
But our new technology integrates all of those options into the retirement plan, so that someone who has a house and wants to use it to the best possible advantage, with our plan, the plan will suggest what is the most advantageous option for the reverse mortgage. So that's what I meant when I said earlier that you do better putting them all together than handling them separately.
The sum of the parts is greater than the whole. Yeah. Mortgage professor Jack Guttentag, mortgageprofessor.com. So it also integrates annuities, and annuities just seems like a very complicated thing to me. I know they can also be expensive up front, and it's backed by, it could be an insurance company, and the annuity is only good as whatever the company is. Is there anything you can comment on that?
Yeah. To begin with, we provide, our system is based on deferred annuities as opposed to immediate annuities. That means that you pay your money now, but you don't start drawing on it for 3 years, 6 years, 10 years, whatever. Once again, this is a variable that the system helps you to make a decision about. The deferred annuity is probably the simplest of various annuity options. We don't offer most of those options, but we do offer some of them, like an early death benefit option, which some people are attracted to. It is the case that an annuity is only as good as the company that guarantees it, but they do have systems on a state level, which if one insurer defaults, the others in the state are obliged to take up the liability. This happens very, very rarely, and we only use quotations, annuity quotations in our system for companies that are rated A or better by AM Best.
Okay.
There isn't much of much to be concerned about in that regard.
Okay. Well, this is very exciting because so many people, they just don't know what they're doing in terms of financial planning, and this is available online to review. And if you have a financial advisor, you should tell him about the new website incorporating financial asset management, deferred annuities, reverse mortgages, if appropriate. The website is rfiretirementplan.com. But the mortgage professor, my guest, Jack Guttentag, you can always find him at mortgageprofessor.com, koshereversemortgages.com. But I think everything could be found on your main website. I don't know if you have links to the RFI retirement plan yet, but your websites are great.
We do.
Your websites are great, and if someone wants to think about putting in extra mortgage payments, and how quickly would the mortgage get paid off, or if you want to pay it off in 10 years, how much do you need to pay? There's just a tremendous amount of resources there. Jack, what is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to share?
There is one other thing that I think is important.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's take a commercial break.
Okay.
And just be like maybe 3 minutes, and then we'll come back, and you'll give us the last word. You always get the last word.
Fine.
You always get the last word, Jack. Anyone who's turning 98 years old this week deserves to have the last word. My guest is Jack Guttentag, mortgage professor, mortgageprofessor.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.